Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the podcast for all of the news, notes, and breakdowns for your Ohio State Buckeyes. This is Sons of the Shoe with Nick Wilson and Spencer German.
That's right. Sons of the Shoe is back. Spencer German with you and excited for the latest episode of the show as we get you ready for this weekend's matchup against the Purdue Boilermakers in Columbus. Not quite as daunting as a task when that game is being played in Columbus versus when it's being played in Purdue. We know that place can be a tough place to play sometimes, especially if it's a night game. You don't want, we've seen Ohio State get upset there before during the Urban Meyer era, so feel much better about this game being at home. But regardless, Purdue is a bad team anyway, so Ohio State should win this one. We'll talk about all those things. Hi, how are you? How's it going? Appreciate you guys jumping on in. I do want to remind you, as always, to like, follow, review, subscribe to the podcast, Sons of the Shoe, wherever it is you might get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, the Odyssey app, the 92 Through the Fan YouTube channel, where you know you can see my ugly mug there and get involved in the show via the comments section, whatever you so choose. Did I mention Apple? I mentioned it again. Thank you guys for all your support, as always. We are in the process, by the way. If you couldn't tell, I know the intro still says Nick Wilson. He is no longer doing this podcast with me, which, yes, I know. Let's get the crocodile tears out. We will miss Nick dearly. I say crocodile tears. That was kind of rude. Listen, I did enjoy hosting the show with Nick, and he's a phenomenal colleague, a phenomenal friend. He gets pulled in a number of different directions, and it was kind of becoming too cumbersome for him. As you guys could tell, like, there was nights where we were getting ready to do post-game, and he just wasn't available or wasn't ready. It's nice to just kind of be able to keep it going, and I'm excited about that. We're in the process of working on adding a new co-host to the show that I think you guys will be excited about. But definitely, you know, we carry on without Nick because I think that this show is worth it. I think that you guys, the fans, enjoy it. And I want to continue to have the Ohio State part of, like, the Ohio State conversation with each and every single one of you every single week and every single weekend after these games go, because I'm an emotional Ohio State fan and I like expressing those emotions and sharing those emotions with you in real time and being able to talk about these things. So very much looking forward to the new era of the podcast. But in the meantime, you just get me, and we are going to dive nose deep into a preview of this matchup against Purdue, the next game in Ohio State's path as they march their way towards the College Football Playoff. The rankings, for the first time, the College Football Playoff rankings were unveiled this week, which we will obviously talk about as well, and where Ohio State ended up and where they sort of ended up in the actual bracket. And I have some interesting thoughts on that I want to get into. But before, like I said, before we get there, I do want to start with our preview, as we tend to do. And we go through a host of different topics here to sort of break this one down and dive into it a little bit deeper. And first and foremost, we start with the upset scale. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is this game you think to be an upset? That's basically what the upset scale is all about. And I'll be honest, guys, if this game was at Purdue, I'd probably say like, I don't know, maybe a 4? Like, because this Purdue team is just overall not very good, as reflected in the spread, which we will get to. But the fact that it's a road game, maybe would have been at night, I would have felt a little bit of pressure about that because Ohio State's lost in that building before. But with it being a home game, a ho-hum noon game in Columbus at the Shoe, and Ohio State coming off of an emotional win, I feel pretty confident in saying, like, I'm not worried about Purdue at all. Ohio State should win this game running away. And that's understanding that this Ohio State team has been susceptible at times to stumbles. They almost did it against Nebraska a couple weeks ago. The difference is Nebraska actually has some players on that team. And we had talked about the defensive line leading into that one and the fact that they were a pretty big physical group. And they were able to stop the Ohio State run game and really kind of dominate the line of scrimmage in that way. I'm not as worried about that with this Purdue team. They're not a very good team at stopping the run. They're a worse team at stopping the pass. I think they're like 123 in terms of passing yards allowed per game. They're 117 in terms of rushing yards allowed per game. So their defense is just not very good. Ohio State, like, this should be sort of a palate cleanser of a game for Ohio State to sort of reset the table before they get into the then they got Northwestern obviously the week after that, which that game, as we know, being played at Wrigley Field, which would be fun. But we can talk about that next week. But like, yeah, this should be sort of a palate cleanser from the Penn State win and just a chance to kind of get yourself right and feel what it's like to dominate a team again and build some confidence before you get ready for the obviously next big showdown on your schedule, which is Indiana, which is also the game before you play Michigan, as you know, which is going to be a massive, massive deal later this month. So, yeah, like, I'm just not – Purdue is always a team that you think about being known for the upset. But in this iteration of Purdue's team, I just don't think this team is very good, and I'm not worried in the slightest about this Purdue team. So I'm putting it out of 1. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's in the cards for Purdue this year. As much as they can make games fun and interesting at times, I don't think it's happening here in 2024. That brings us to the next phase of our preview, which is names to know. And I want to start actually with wide receiver C.J. Smith, who made his debut for Purdue last weekend and was instantly, and I mean instantly, a go-to target for Hudson Card, their starting quarterback. He caught 4 passes for 55 yards in that game last week, and it was a really solid debut for him. So despite the fact that there's like 8 receivers ahead of him in terms of like yards this season, including Max Clair, who's their top guy with 462 yards and 2 touchdowns, and there's a number of guys who have 2 touchdowns. That's the team high in terms of receiving touchdowns. I actually like C.J. Smith kind of presents an interesting different threat and look than what Purdue's kind of shown throughout the season because he just got added into the mix here for the Boilermakers. So I am certainly keeping an eye on him. I think you should also be aware of their sort of running back group that they have, and it's 3 different guys have gotten a decent amount of snaps, but 2 guys really kind of headline it in Devin Mockabee and Reggie Love III. Mockabee has 562 yards rushing so far this season, 5.9 per carry. He has 3 touchdowns. Love has 5.4 yards per carry, 339 in the season, 2 touchdowns. And they sort of utilize those guys in different ways and at different times. And they give you different looks that Ohio State has to be ready for. Coming off of the game they just played this past week against Penn State, rather, I feel pretty confident like this defense is finding its stride at the perfect time. And I hope they can continue that. But dominating this team's run game is going to take them completely out of the equation because I just don't trust Hudson Card to be this elite level passer and like beat you in that way. And the secondary I thought played well last week as well in Purdue, other than C.J. Smith, who I think, like I said, poses kind of a different threat than what most teams have seen this year. from Purdue just because he's the new kid sort of getting mixed in. I still think Ohio State has the horses to keep this team largely off the scoreboard and really dominate the secondary as well. So that's kind of where my head's at with that. I think Purdue averages a respectable 134 yards per game on the ground. That's part of, I think, the reason why I think you have to at least pay attention to it. It's one of their better areas. And when I say better, it still is only like 84th in the country in terms of rushing yards per game overall. So it's not like they're like, you know, blowing people out of the water, had this amazing run game, but it's a threat and it's something to be aware of, especially as we talk about dominating in the trenches. If Ohio State can do that and take away Purdue's run game, they basically have like no shot in this one. The only player on the defensive side I want to highlight for Purdue, because he might actually be their like highest graded draft prospect for 2025, is Kydren Jenkins, who is just a phenomenal player. Last year he finished with 57 tackles, 15.5 for a loss, 7.5 sacks, and he earned all Big Ten honorable mention by the coaches and the media for his efforts in terms of the performance that he gave. This year, so far this season, he has racked up a grand total of 58 tackles, so even more than he had last year. He has 5.5 sacks total, and he has 8.5 tackles for loss. He is a force, man. Like, he runs around, makes a lot of plays. He comes on blitzes. He gets to the quarterback. He is the guy that I think kind of anchors their defense and the guy that you have to be the most aware of. I do think Gianni Karloftis is a name to sort of know on the defensive side of the ball too. He can bring some pressure. And there's some others who have racked up the sacks. Will Helt is one of those guys. He has 7.5 sacks, so right behind Jenkins. But Jenkins is the name to know and sort of the captain, the quarterback of that defense. And a real threat to mess up a game plan if you aren't aware of where he is. So that's the one name I want to throw out there on the defensive side, because, like I said, he might be Purdue's highest graded player in terms of guys that are going to be going to the draft next year and have the chance.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
To be drafted off this Purdue team. Key matchup. I'm going to go Will Howard against Purdue secondary. Purdue's last among Big Ten in total defense this year. So they're out of 18 teams, they're 18th. They're 16th out of 18 team out of the 18 teams in pass defense. So just overall, like I said, none of their defensive numbers are really that impressive. None of their defensive numbers are really that good. Ohio State has okay. We've talked so much about the NIL era and the leveling of the playing field that's kind of gone on around college football this year. I think we've seen that play out with some of these teams in both the Big Ten and other conferences, where teams are playing you a lot closer sometimes, and it's not just like boat racing everybody because you have more talent. But this is a game where more talent should win. This is a game where Ohio State should just be able to out-talent Purdue to an easy victory and kind of coast if things go your way. Because, again, I just don't see this Purdue defense as giving you much resistance. And so my key matchup, like I said, is Will Howard against the Purdue secondary because of how poor that secondary has been. The pass defense for Purdue has been. Will Howard has a chance to really light them up, I think, especially with the receivers he has, Jeremiah Smith, Emeka Buka, you guys all know the names. Like, this could be and it's funny because I want to see them establish the run after the way they ended that Penn State game with the 11 plays of just straight running the football, 58 yards to close out the clock. He had like 5 minutes left and they milked the entire clock. Penn State never saw the ball again. I want to see them build upon that and make the run part of this game. I want to see them establish that physicality early on in this one. But I think that also does that, and that will open things up for Will Howard to throw the ball downfield a little bit more. And we know they're going to always work the pass game a little bit. But I think along the lines of trying to establish the run, I also think after a game where Will Howard didn't play his best, to get his confidence level back up a little bit after or in this Purdue game and sort of set the tone for what awaits you. Yes, Northwestern, but as you know, Indiana and then Michigan, I think this can be a big game for him to kind of get himself feeling good again after, you know, some blunders in that Penn State game that ultimately didn't cost you, but still resulted in you not maybe playing your best game overall. So I'm saying Will Howard in the Purdue secondary, but I do think this it's going to be important for Ohio State to continue building upon what they did this past game against to end that Penn State game and prove that they can be the more physical team and honestly, and just like get more reps and see more tape and more concepts of what this offensive line, this makeshift offensive line with Donovan Jackson kicked out and Carson Hinsman as the left guard, what they can kind of bring to the table and what they can do for you in games where, especially as you get ready for games that matter even more here down the stretch. Next up, we go to our educated wish, which is basically just like, what do you want to see out of this Ohio State team? And I kind of alluded to this already, but in a sport that is the margins are closing and teams are becoming more and more, you know, more competitive in terms of the wealth is being spread around because of NIL, the talent's being spread around. You have an Ohio State team that should just be able to strictly out-talent their way past Purdue. Purdue's a good team. Sorry, I didn't mean that. I take that back. Purdue is not a very good team. Ohio State is a good team. They have the talent, and I understand, like, again, because teams are able to sort of keep pace with some of these bigger the programs like the Ohio States of the world, because they sometimes have more competitive rosters and they can keep guys longer, and it helps those things. Purdue is not in a place where that should be the case. Like, this should be a convincing win for the Buckeyes. They should be able to run away with this one, and if they don't, then I might have some concerns in the post-game show in terms of, like, how they were able to come away with a win in this one if it's too close. I'm not envisioning that. I think they will blow out Purdue, but it should be a convincing win in this instance because Purdue just isn't quite there yet. Like, they're a program sort of in rebuild and in transition, and this is still one of those, like, old-school style matchups where you're like, okay, one team is clearly much more talented here, and that should win the day when you get onto a football field on Saturday for 3.5-4 hours. And then lastly, we go to the odds, which are brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Ohio State favored in this one, expectedly, as we talk about the talent discrepancy there. 37.5 points they are favored. That is a massive, massive spread. I'm going to say they don't cover the spread only because I feel like Ohio State has sort of stumbled of late and been a little bit sloppy at times, but you can still give me a convincing win and win by like 30 and it feel like they won convincingly. So I'm going to say they get to maybe like 45 points or so. Maybe Purdue gets like 10. And although even that would be surprising given how well the defense has played. I don't know. Maybe they'll get like a garbage time touchdown. And that's the big factor here is like, if they call off the dogs at some point and Purdue scores late, I think that maybe closes the gap on you covering the spread. But I do think Ohio State, rightfully so, being favored by 37.5 is fair. And again, going back to my educated wish, I'm expecting that they win by at least 30 points. Maybe that's my educated wish, is win by 30 points to convince me that it was a convincing win for you against a team that you should have no problems with whatsoever. All right, guys, that is our preview of the Ohio State-Purdue matchup. Give me your thoughts on what your upset scale is, your educated wish, and if you are taking the Buckeyes to cover the 37.5 points that are being laid against Purdue this weekend. You can let me know in the YouTube comments at the 92 to the Fan YouTube channel, or of course on Twitter at @Spencito_. When we get back after a quick word from our sponsors, the first iteration of the College Football Playoff has been unveiled. Did they get it right? And is Ohio State ending up as a lower seed actually a good thing for the Buckeyes? We'll talk about all that coming up here on Sons of the Shoe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.